Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, October is Dyslexia Awareness Month, and I'm joined today by Rosie Bissett, CEO of Dyslexia Ireland, and by a senior cycle student, Sive O'Brien, to talk about dyslexia, the challenges faced by dyslexic students, and how Ireland is a bit behind when it comes to extra time accommodations in exams. So good morning and welcome to you both. I'll start with you, Sive. What age were you when dyslexia was diagnosed?
I was 12, 13. I was in sixth class when I got diagnosed.
And what were the difficulties you were having that led you to even seek a diagnosis?
So I had a lot of difficulties with reading, spelling and processing information. The reason I got diagnosed so late is because I masked it a lot when I was in primary school.
What kind of strategies did you use? Can you remember?
You see, I didn't even, like, it wasn't my goal to mask it. I just masked it naturally. Like, I'd pretend to read books. Like, I'd look at the books and I'd look at the words, but nothing would go in. I'd just be scanning through the text, not properly reading, but not understanding that I wasn't reading. So I got away with it for a long time because a lot of the teachers thought I was reading like really fast and reading loads, but really I wasn't.
So when they would ask you a question then, how did you give the answer if you hadn't read the book?
I would just kind of copy text, kind of like, I can't fully remember, but I survived somehow. But yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, if you were in class, would you talk to your friends about what they might say and therefore get an answer from them?
I would do that a lot, yes.
So, 12 years old and you have to come to terms. You're going to go into second level school and it's going to be a whole different ball game. So who decided? Was it your parents or was it you? Did you put your hand up finally? Or was it a teacher who said, listen, there's something that we need to address here?
So in sixth class, my teacher had a brother who was dyslexic and she noticed that I had a good few indicators that I was dyslexic. So she got me to go to this English tutor and then she said that I probably should go get tested because it was very likely I had dyslexia.
So that was a happy coincidence that a teacher had a brother and therefore she recognised some of the symptoms. So you got a formal diagnosis. What difference did that make to you? What kind of techniques did you adopt to try and make your learning easier?
So when I got diagnosed, I was just at the very end of sixth class going into first year and I never really fully understood what dyslexia was. At first I was not embarrassed, but I just kind of felt like a bit overwhelmed with the diagnosis. And I just thought it meant I was bad at reading and writing. And then in school, I didn't really receive much support. So I didn't really understand truly what dyslexia was and how I was meant to learn with dyslexia until I asked for the help. And then when I started understanding it, I became more aware of like things that help me and the kind of accommodations that I do need.
So what kind of accommodations did your school offer you in the learning process? We'll come to exams in a moment, but in the learning process, what kind of help did they give?
I didn't receive any help really in school. I decided to keep on Irish because I loved the language. I went to a Gaelic school and I was fluent and I wanted to do a foreign language as well. And that's when your extra help classes would be on during school. So I would receive no like support classes at all through from first up to like the very end, third year. Sorry.
So support classes would happen when an Irish class was on because typically dyslexic people and others claim they can't handle Irish therefore. But in a Gaelscoil, of course, you're learning by speaking it rather than by reading it. It's a much more natural way to learn any language.
Yeah.
So you loved Irish.
I loved Irish. I learn a lot more through practical, speaking the languages. And I loved Irish and Spanish. I am struggling a little bit in it because it's a lot more like taking down notes, writing through learning, and I'd learn a lot better just speaking the language. But I decided like I wanted to keep up languages because I do like them.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
But it is like you do struggle. And in third year, like Irish would be my best subject, but I was kind of considering dropping it just to be able to get those support classes. So it was very hard, but yeah.
What do they do in the support classes? I mean, you know what goes on, even though you didn't attend them at that time.
Yeah. So I actually, at the very end of third year, I asked, could I get like a support class instead of going to SP or CSPE? So I got to go to them and I learned kind of strategies on how to answer questions in exam and like how to break down the information in questions. And like through having one class a week in supports for like a few weeks, I could notice such like an improvement already. Like,
and how, you know, reading is one thing. What about your writing, your own writing? Do you write correctly?
I definitely do not. I mix up so many of the letters and like even the most simple words, like I'd spell incorrectly, but it's very much like sometimes I'd spell it correctly, sometimes I'd spell it incorrectly.
Would it be something, say something like there, T-H-E-I-R, you might put T-H-I-E-R?
Yeah.
Would it be as simple as that or more complicated?
I'd make simple, well, like I'd, it's just kind of whatever, like it's very, I don't really understand it myself when I'm writing. So like I'm trying to get it down as quick as I can. And like,
now, if you went slower, and this is where we come to accommodations in exams, if you went slower, would you do better because you'd have more time to do it? Or is time a factor?
I feel like time is a big factor on like being able to get the stuff down. But when it comes to like spelling, if I was given like another, like 30 minutes to spell things correctly, I still wouldn't be able to do that because it's a partial dyslexia, like struggling with spelling and like letters, but time definitely is needed.
Is there a facility to have a scribe in?
There is a facility, but I find it a bit like I would get mixed up. Like I much prefer writing it down myself. Mm.
Because if you had a scribe in Irish in the Leaving Cert, for example, you'd be able to rattle off your answers verbally, and the scribe might find it difficult to keep up with you.
Yeah.
but I mean, that is an option anyway.
It is.
But you are thriving in school now?
I'd say I'm struggling a good bit. Like fifth year is a lot, definitely for everyone. But it's definitely hard because I've had a good few exams already, running out of time in them and like in classes, just struggling in general.
When it comes to doing the Leaving Cert, of course, and then going on to university, I presume you want to go to higher education?
I do, yeah.
I mean, you have the DARE schemes and so on that will help you to achieve your ambitions.
Yeah.
But what would you like to see happening? I mean, as someone who's actually going through the system at the moment, what would you like the Minister for Education to do for you?
Well, first, extra time to be implemented. I think that it's just like, it's vital for anyone who has a learning disability doing their exam, and for classrooms just have a few more accommodations in place to help students with dyslexia be able to actually learn in classes. And
what kind of accommodations would they be practically?
Just kind of a bit more understanding towards people who have dyslexia in classes.
In other words, the teachers should have a little more awareness, if not training, as to how to help educate those with dyslexia.
Yes. I think so.
Okay, I'm hugely impressed. It hasn't held you back in any way, as far as I can see, in terms of articulating your point of view. And you have articulated it in other quarters, have you not?
Yeah, so it all started at the BT Young Scientist competition last year. And from that, Micheál Carrigy invited us up to Leinster House and we did a presentation there. And then just last week, we went to an Oireachtas meeting with Dyslexia Ireland. Again, to talk about accommodations.
So, you've got your message across. Now, whether they'll do anything about it is something else that maybe Rosie Bissett, who's the CEO of Dyslexia Ireland, can explain. I mean, I am hugely impressed with Sive because she's really explained everything to us that maybe our listeners were not aware of before. So, the prevalence of dyslexia in Ireland?
So dyslexia internationally, we'd recognise that it affects about 1 in 10. So quite common, but obviously affecting people to different degrees. So the experience is quite individual.
OK, but it's hopefully diagnosed at an early age in school, but not always is the case.
Not always, no, unfortunately not. I mean, the vast majority of parents still end up having to go and get assessed privately. And obviously many individuals, that's beyond their means because the school psychological service, NEPS, is still very under-resourced and stretched. So the opportunity to get an assessment through the school is very, very
And if it's
limited.
Delayed, of course, it delays any coping strategies that might be implemented.
It does. Now, I suppose one thing, it's fair to say that the system now is more needs-based in terms of, let's say, allocating resources and support. Yeah. So supports can be provided without a diagnosis, just based on if there's clear evidence that the young person has literacy challenges. But what they miss out on is that understanding of dyslexia. And Sive's mentioned that, I suppose, herself. You know, if you don't understand why something is happening, you often can really internalise that and feel like you're, you know, bad or stupid or that there's something really inherently wrong with you, as opposed to your brain works differently and you need your school and your teachers and the system to accommodate that and remove barriers.
And Rosie talked about more time would be a very straightforward thing to do for children,
Absolutely.
Students with dyslexia.
Yeah, and in an exam setting in most jurisdictions, extra time was the first kind of accommodation that's there in the list of things. And it's, look, it's fair to say we do have, and Sive has mentioned, you know, there are some accommodations available if you meet the criteria, but the criteria can be quite strict for some of those. But what we don't have is extra time. And that is one that would make a really substantial difference, because you're talking about young people who have struggled to perhaps read the paper, may need to reread it multiple times for meaning. Also then, because of, let's say, memory and processing challenges, it's trying to recall that information, organise it, get it down on paper under time pressure, and going into an exam knowing, because your whole school experience, if you've never finished an exam because of that time pressure, you're instantly on a massive back foot.
When people move on to third level, I mean, you really have to be your own tutor, in a sense. You have to motivate yourself for study and all the rest of it. Is there help available in most colleges?
There is. And in fairness, colleges, frankly, are more advanced than what's available in second level. They've had disability support services and access services for many years. And in fact, they've been offering extra time and a range of other accommodations for many years in third level. So ironically, for the young people who make it through Leaving Cert and into college, extra time is probably going to be one of the first things that's, on offer in the suite of accommodations available to them.
So your request, demand, in fact, is more time right now for exams, and that would help a huge amount.
Absolutely. And really just to level the playing field. Why should a young person in the North or the UK or Germany or Italy be getting extra time for their exams and young people like Sive are not? It's just not fair
Well, the great thing to know is that there are many people who are dyslexic who are hugely successful. I mean, John Brennan, famously of the Park Hotel in Kenmare,
yes.
I mean, he wrote a book, My Name is Jahan, J-H-O-N, which many people didn't even spot on the cover, was a deliberate mistake. But John, hugely successful in spite of that. So we wish you the very best, Sive, with all that lies ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rosie, for coming in. Now, coming...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.